just be a little bit careful with share for share exchanges when the share capital figure is not a dollar. This is because if you've got $500 worth of $1 shares, then of course you've got 500 shares. If you've got $500 worth though of 50 cent shares, well, $500 divided by 50 cents is actually 1,000 shares. And so it's the number of shares that you need to take into account when calculating share for share exchanges.